AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden is back at the White House, completing his long trip to Europe for the G7 and NATO summits. While wrapping up the NATO gathering earlier today in Spain, Biden said he's looking for ways to get around the Supreme Court ruling on abortion.
The one thing that has been destabilizing is the outrageous behavior of the Supreme Court of the United States on overruling not only Roe v. Wade, but essentially challenging the right to privacy.
That could include bypassing the Senate filibuster to pass legislation upholding the right to abortion. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says that's not practical since the party majority is not strong.
I said I'm living in a 60-vote world from this point forward.
Abortion protesters were outside the Supreme Court.
We will win!
Capitol Police say 181 people were arrested. A Florida judge blocks the state's 15-week abortion ban, saying it violates the state's constitutional right to privacy. A judge also blocks Kentucky's near-total ban on abortion. The Supreme Court ruled to stop the immigration policy from the Trump administration known as Remain in Mexico. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
The heart of the legal fight was about whether immigration authorities had to send immigrants to Mexico or whether they had the discretion under federal law to release asylum seekers into the United States while they awaited their hearings. President Biden suspended the Remain in Mexico policy on his very first day in office in January of 2021.
The court has limited how the nation's main anti-air pollution law, the Clean Air Act, can be used to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. A U.S. official says the tractor-trailer at the center of a disastrous human smuggling attempt that left 53 people dead had passed through an inland U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint in Laredo, Texas, with the migrants inside. This is AP News. Apple Academy in Detroit has its first graduates from the unique program that teaches students the fundamentals of coding, design, marketing, and project management. Mario Crippen is one of those first grads.
As a black man in America, it is hard to find opportunities like this that gives you the skills to get started in tech.
The Academy is the first in North America and was launched as part of Apple's Racial Equity and Justice Initiative. Apple Vice President of Environment Policy and Social Initiatives, Lisa Jackson.
So can y'all believe it that you're here at this moment where all your hard work has paid off? I do want to be amongst the first to say congratulations, graduates.
The 90 grads range in age from 18 to 64 and include a high school student, a pastor, and a mother and son. Apple opened its first such academy in Brazil nearly 10 years ago. There are more than a dozen others around the globe, including Indonesia and Italy. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.